The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Harley joins us. I started watching that Netflix series, The Hack, yesterday, Harley. I'm not sure if I'll finish it, but you've got a story there about a data breach.
Well, that's for sure. At Capital One Financial, now that's one of the big issuers of credit cards in this country, and they know who it is. They've made an arrest for a woman who hacked in and stole the information on about 100 million people in the United States, another 6 million in Canada. Paige Thompson is her name. She used to work for Amazon. She was one of the systems engineers at Amazon Web Services about 3 years before this breach took place. But she got a lot of stuff: phone numbers, email addresses, dates of birth, self-reported income, credit scores, credit limits and balances, and even some information on some of the transactions. Fraud could have been the deal, but they don't think that that she did that. Maybe it was just a hacker proving that she could. The investigation's going on. They haven't said exactly why she did it yet.
Give me a hand here. You will have been to Canada and Alaska a lot. I'm surprised the Royal Canadian Mounted Police can't find these two fugitives. What's that country like? Is it impossible?
It's rugged. I mean, if you have images in your mind of the Rocky Mountains and places like that in the west of the United States, you can add a lot of trees and you've got Canada, because Canada is huge, and anybody who's good in the woods can stay gone for a long time. I mean, American authorities looked for years trying to find a guy who was good in the woods in the Appalachian Mountains, and that's not nearly as difficult to move around in as some of the Canadian mountains have, and the woods they have up there. But if the guy's good, he's going to be hard to catch, that's for sure.
So the hunt for these two, is it getting a lot of publicity in the U.S.?
No. No, we have plenty of our own crimes, but it depends on how long it goes. What happens with the way our media tends to operate, we have short attention spans, and once it gets big enough, then we'll pay close attention and we'll cover it 24/7 for until they catch the guy, and then we'll go on to something else. But so far, it's not big headline news here.
New gun law in New York?
Yeah, just yet another. New York is one of the toughest places in the country to buy a gun. Now the waiting period for gun purchases goes from 3 days to 30 days. The governor has signed it. Of course, the gun companies don't like it much because it slows things down, and some of the gun clubs don't like it much. NRA doesn't like it much. On the other hand, I don't think too many people are going to be complaining about it, because sometimes in 3 days they can't do a decent background check. They want to be sure that they can do it, keep it out of the hands of people who shouldn't have guns. If you're law-abiding, shouldn't be a problem.
Okay, Harley. Thank you, mate. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Harley Carnes in the U.S.